Hello.
Hello, yes, Hello. Good evening. My name is Tony calling from Met Research. And I'll be serving. I'd like to ask you some questions about attitudes and opinions. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. We're calling from Metro Research. That's the name of the company, okay? And your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are completely confidential. Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else, just for qualification purposes?
Female.
Okay. All right, ma'am. For qualification purpose, what is the year of your birth?
Can I ask, what this is for?
Well, this survey, the reason we asked the year of your birth is because it's specifically for women, okay? Young women between 18 to 35.
Okay, my birth year is 99.
Oh, okay. I mean, are you registered to vote, like many people, or are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Okay. All right, and are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No, I am not.
Okay. All right, and just for qualification purpose for the survey, what is your race? Would that be white, black, or African-American, American Indian or Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, or Middle Eastern, or Hispanic, or Latino, or Spanish
white.
Origin? Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and then in general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? Your own future, would that be positive or negative?
Positive.
Okay, what about the future of the planet?
Kind of negative, I'd say.
Okay, negative. What about the future of the country?
Pretty negative.
Put it negative, okay. All right, then how much power do you feel young women have, you know, to make change on issues that matter most to their community? Please rate me that amount of power that you feel, you know, young women have to make change on a scale from 0 to 10. Well, you know, where 0 means that you think you mean young women have no power at all, and 10 means that young women have a lot of power to make change on issues that matter most to their community. But you can choose any number from 0 to 10.
Okay, I'd say about a 6.
About a 6, okay. All right, ma'am, and of the following issues, which 3 do you think are the most important to young women in the U.S. today? Racism and discrimination, crime, student loans, education, immigration, healthcare, gun violence, national security, economy and the cost of living, mental health, abortion access, or climate change?
I mean, all of them are pretty not, but they're not the greatest.
But can you give me 3 to be, you know, the most important to you?
3 that are the most important would be healthcare, access to safe abortions,
okay.
And then,
I had racism and discrimination, crime, student loans, education,
student
immigration.
Loans are definitely a big issue, too.
Okay, so then 3, okay? All right. And thinking about this chapter of your life, you know, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize, you know, most? The first one would be caring for senior family members. The second one, economic security and financial independence. Hobbies and free time activities, improving and maintaining mental health, improving and maintaining physical health, your education, contributing to positive change in your community, work-life balance, having or caring for children, relationships like romantic partnerships or friendships, or advancing in your career or other.
I'd say senior caregiving is definitely a top priority.
Okay, senior family caring for senior family members, okay? What else?
And then I'd say financial security.
Okay, financial independence. Okay, security and financial independence. And your third one?
And third would definitely be mental health.
Mental health. Okay, so be mental. All right. All right, I mean, which of the following traits are most important, you know, to your identity? You may choose up to three, too, okay? Your spiritual, religious beliefs, being a woman, your responsibility, your role in relationships like being a mother, caregiver, wife, or friend, being young, your sexual orientation, your hobbies or interests, your profession, being a member of, you know, of your racial ethnic group, or being American?
I'd say probably, what were the first couple again? Sorry.
The first one was your spiritual, religious, or religious beliefs.
Okay.
Being a woman, your personality. Those are the first three.
Okay, I'd definitely
one was
say being a woman and
being a
personality.
Woman? Okay.
And
your
then
personality. Another one is your role in relationships, like being, you know, a mother, caregiver, wife, friend.
Yes, that's definitely important.
Okay, so them three. Okay, thank you, ma'am. All right, and then when you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? Would you say exhaustion, pride, anger, and frustration, dread, happiness, hope, or disappointments and sadness? You can pick two of those, okay, to be...
I'd say definitely dreadful and tiring.
Okay, and you said, okay, I have exhaustion, right?
Yes, yep.
Okay, all right. All right, and which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion? Okay, statement A says, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Statement C, the government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
I'd say there's definitely not a lot of hope. I mean, we definitely need to fix a lot of things in order for us to get into a good spot again. The way things have been changing.
Okay, which statement comes closer to your opinion? The first one, A, B, or C? The first one says, you know, our government are, you know, working, you know, to do things, you know. And the second one says they do not work effectively, but could in the future. And the third one says we will never work effectively.
I'd say B.
B, okay. Then if you, okay. All right, and what factors are most to blame, you know, for U.S. government and political system not working effectively? You may choose up to three, too, okay? Would you say corporate money has too much influence, the two-party system, power-hungry politicians seeking control, politicians are out of touch with daily life of most people, systemic racism, division and gridlock between political parties, too many old white men in power, or not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard? Or none of the above?
I'd definitely say the too many white old men. That's definitely a statement I've heard frequently. It's
okay.
Definitely one that holds true.
Okay, and
I'd say power-hungry politicians as well.
Okay.
And then,
okay, the first one was
and then
corporate.
Just the two-party system that doesn't work.
Two-party system, okay. Thank you. All right, ma'am, and how much do you trust the following to make change on issues that matter to you? You know, do you trust them a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? Your city government?
I'd say a little.
A little? Okay, what about the Supreme Court?
Maybe a little.
A little. Okay, your state government.
I'd say a little bit.
A little. Okay, Congress.
Same thing, a little bit. Definitely just little changes
little bit
need to be made.
Okay, what about ballot initiatives? You know, proposed laws that the public votes on directly.
What was the question again?
How much do you trust them? Do you trust them a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Somewhat.
To make changes, you know, on issues that matter to you.
Yeah, I'd say somewhat.
Somewhat on that one. Okay, what about president? What about community organizations like nonprofits, you know, grassroots coalitions?
I really like non-for-profits. So I'd say the highest.
So a lot? Would that be a lot or just a lot? Okay.
Definitely a lot. I think that they deserve
okay
more.
And the last one would be President Biden.
That's a definite not at all.
Not at all. Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. And you will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. Okay. For each one, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. Okay, here's the first one. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block, you know, the student loan forgiveness program, which aimed to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers. Would you say that is very motivating, somewhat motivating, some unmotivating, or not at all motivating?
Not at all motivating. I could have used that 20,000.
Okay. In 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade. Would you say that's very motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating?
Not at all motivating.
Okay, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ plus customers and deny them service. Motivating or not motivating?
Not motivating at all.
Okay. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means, you know, colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admissions. Very motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating?
That's very motivating.
Very motivating. Okay. All right, ma'am. And how likely are you to participate in the following? Signing a petition. Would you say very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
I'd say somewhat likely, depending on if I'm interested or not.
Okay. What about voting in elections?
Definitely.
Very likely.
To vote. Yeah, very likely.
Okay. What about contacting or attending an event with your elected representatives?
Somewhat.
Somewhat likely? Okay. All right. What about attending a protest?
Somewhat.
Somewhat likely. Okay. Boycotting a company.
I'd say somewhat likely.
Okay. Sharing your opinion with friends and family in person or on social media?
Not likely.
Not likely, not very likely, or not likely at all?
Not very likely.
Not very likely. Okay. What about volunteering for an advocacy organization?
Very likely.
Okay, very. That would be very likely, right? Okay.
Right. Yes.
Okay, ma'am, we almost done with this survey. I really thank you for your time. Okay, only have a few more questions. We should be done. Okay. Okay. Let me ask you this again. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, please think about the barriers that may, you know, have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. The following are barriers people have reported that keep them from voting, which, you know, best describes you, how you may not have, you know, voted in the previous elections. You may choose up to three, okay? The first one is your mail-in ballot didn't arrive in time. You didn't think your vote could be counted properly. You didn't know how or when to vote, you know, or register. The candidates didn't represent your values. There was an intimidating presence at your polling place. You did not have time to vote. Inconvenience like long lines, distant polling, or ballot drop off location. You didn't know enough about the candidates. Voting doesn't change things that matter to you. None of the above because you always vote, or none of the above because you face other obstacles.
I'd say none of the above, because I usually always go.
Always. Okay, so we'll go with that one. Okay. All right, ma'am. For each of the following, please rate me whether the information presented make you want to engage more or less, you know, in political system in the United States, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. Okay, the first one said the U.S. Supreme Court ruled to block, you know, the Biden administration student debt cancellation program. However, the administration has already enacted alternatives to provide relief to low and middle income borrowers, like, you know, the SAVE plan, which cuts borrowers' monthly payments in half, you know, or to $0 for minimum wage earners, and ensures balancers don't grow, you know, from unpaid interest. We need to continue to fight for economic well-being for young people so we can all thrive. Would you say that make you engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, or engage a lot less?
Engaged a little more.
Engaged a little more. Okay. We have seen hardworking people rise, you know, in union and win better wages and benefits against some of the greediest corporations like Starbucks and Amazon. We have proven that when young working people come together, we can prevail against the wealthy few, you know, to get the fair conditions we deserve. We must keep exercising our collective powers so that working people can thrive. Would that make you engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, or a lot less?
I feel in the middle.
Would that be engaged a little more or a little less? Those are the ones I have in the middle.
I'd say a little more.
A little more. Okay, and the last one says the Biden administration, you know, spearheaded a bipartisan infrastructure package which replaces dangerous lead pipes, invests in public transit and electric vehicles, you know, and ensures internet access for all. These are critical investments in sustainability and equity for low-income communities and people of color whose neighborhoods have been, you know, disproportionately impacted by the updated infrastructure. We must continue to take action to make communities stronger and safer. Would that make you engage a lot more, a little more, or engage a little less, or a lot less?
I'd say a little more.
And engage a little more. All right. Thank you. All right. And the last few questions are just for statistical purpose. Okay. What are the media sources that you check most, you know, for new content? You can choose two. Okay. Would that be podcasts, local TV news stations, Facebook, news or informational articles online, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, national TV news stations, TikTok, international news outlets, or other?
I'd say articles online and then probably local news.
Okay, let me see. You said local TV news, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, and then thinking about the content you consume online, which topics do you see out, you know, the most? Would that be businesses and finance, government politics, science and technology, music, sports, hobbies, tips or hacks, humor, memes, new current events, shows or movies, health and beauty, self-care, or other?
I'd say self-care.
The same. Okay. Health and beauty, self-care. Okay. And what else?
Yeah. What were the first few?
I got businesses and finance, government, politics, science and technology, music, sports, hobbies, tips or hacks, humor and memes, news and current events, shows or movies?
I'd say shows and movies.
Shows and movies. Okay. Thank you. All right. And what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
Bachelor's.
Okay. Be a bachelor's degree. Okay. And do you consider yourself to be heterosexual, straight, lesbian or gay or bisexual?
Straight.
Okay. Straight. All right, ma'am, are you married, unmarried, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Unmarried.
Unmarried, live with a partner, right?
Yes.
Okay. And are you a parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Okay. All right, ma'am, in politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
I'm independent.
Independent. Oh, okay. All right, then, do you lean more towards the Republican Party or the Democratic Party or neither?
Neither.
Okay. All right, ma'am, how could you describe your employment status? Would you say you're employed full-time or part-time? Or temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-home parent or student?
Unemployed and searching.
Unemployed and searching, okay. All right, and for whom did you vote on the 2020 general election for president? Or were you not able to vote? I have Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or someone else, or not eligible?
I was not able to vote.
Okay, you were not eligible, too young, right? Or not registered?
Not registered.
Oh, okay. All right, ma'am, the last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine, okay?
$40,000.
Okay, so I have $35,000 to $44,000. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am, with this concludes our survey. I really thank you for your time and your participation, okay? And you have a appreciate your help. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.